Hey, Star Wars fans, welcome back to Star Wars Hangout. I'm Ez.
And I'm Lottie.
Friends, we are back with Bad Batch Season 2, Episode 9 and 10, and some updates, and some Patreon news, and so on. How you doing?
Good. I'm good. So many things to cover.
I know, so many things to cover. First and foremost, we are back. We are now in our studio.
Yeah.
Holy smokes. Last week we were moving. We had some crazy stuff going on, but we finally got the studio set up. We're in our new place and it feels great.
Yes.
The equipment is out. It is polished. I feel like, I don't know, we had some time to work on the ship and we're good.
Now fireplace is going.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, we got the ambience. We got it all set up. So, and we're working on the update really is that we're going to have some visuals for the podcast sort of moving forward as much as we can. Anyways, we're going to be posting that over on YouTube, clipping out some different things there. But especially as we go into The Mandalorian, I thought it'd be a good time to get updated and get our bearings, if you will. So we're excited about that. A couple other updates here for you. We just fired up our first Patreon episode. We have a list. It was crazy. We did like 45 minutes on that first episode.
Yeah.
And from that, we have probably 5 to 6 different Patreon episodes that we want to follow up with. So if you're down to support the podcast, if you want to be on the podcast, check out our Patreon link. It's down in the description. Would love to have you guys on. Would absolutely love to have you on and chat, talk Star Wars. I can talk Star Wars with anyone.
I know.
Even a dark side user, okay? Even somebody who is full Sith, I can do it and I can make it work. And I will try to bring them to the light. That is what I would do. That's what Star Wars is about, which we talk about in that Patreon episode.
Yeah, we do.
So that is the expanded universe over there, and it's just a lot of fun. Fired up about it. Got the shorts still going. Been going crazy there. Been going crazy over on Shell Cottage Radio, by the way. Go check that podcast out where we talk about Harry Potter, the reread. We've had collaborations. Fun stuff going on there. Been doing some fun stuff in terms of our shorts there as well. That's blowing up over on TikTok, YouTube, and whatnot. Although I just got thoroughly roasted in the last one that we did, which was totally deservable. I remember I said to you, I was sort of like, Is this a stretch? It was a Fred Weasley conversation.
But
it was definitely a stretch, and I knew that it was. And the first comment in there that has like 1,000 likes is like, these are a bit of a stretch. And I literally thought about titling that one, these are a bit of a stretch. But anyway, so if you are just coming into the show, you'll know then, well, we need to tell you that we do Shell Cottage Radio. That's our companion, that's sort of our other podcast that Lottie and I run. Our two favorite fandoms, Harry Potter and Star Wars. So any other updates that I'm missing? I'm thinking as we get going here. Oh, Star Wars Celebration, it's coming up. We're going to get our Spotchka, we're going to get our Blue Milk, and we're going to be going live over on YouTube. You know why? Because we've upgraded the ship and we can actually do that now. Holy smoke. Now I can actually flip on the internet. I have full power, unlimited power, and I can stream again, which is cool. So if you want to join on the stream, you want to come over there and chat, you want a place to hang out for Star Wars Celebration, the live stream, if you can't get to London, like we're not able to go. So total bummer. But that's okay. We have made a pact that we will go in the future.
Right. And instead we decided to go to another convention.
Exactly. If you are going to be in the Chicago area and you want to come check us out, you want to hang out, say hi, whatever, and you're into Harry Potter, go check us out at LeakyCon. That'll be 2023. What is that, August or something?
August
4 to August 6th. So we're going to be there hanging out, got our flights booked, got our hotel booked, and we are ready to go. I haven't had a chance to get back into a con in a while, and I missed the last Star Wars Celebration. Not going to be able to make it to this one. Before that, I had gone to 2, and from here on out, essentially our favorite fan of Harry Potter and Star Wars, that's where we're going. We're going to LeakyCon and Star Wars Celebration.
Right.
Flat out. Yes. That's just, we're not missing it. I will, yeah. Okay. All right. So that was a big update there. Anything else? I feel like, no.
Upholster survived, and as we were talking about our favorite fandoms, we have awesome, like, old school travel poster styles of places in the Harry Potter fandom, places in the Star Wars fandom, and we will have, you know, we will dedicate each fandom a wall,
yeah.
In our,
and they're really cool, actually.
Nerd.
If you get a chance to follow, at Floor and Bill. That's where we do a lot of our updates on social media and things like that. Star Wars Hangout 77. I'll be posting some updates there, but we'll take some pictures and show you guys some of the setups. Nothing grandiose, but it's for us. It's nice and fun. It's really minimal. clean, and it just, well, it's looking good because Lottie's in charge of like studio design. Okay, so I mean, Han Solo needed somebody to get it. You know, that ship needed, the Millennium Falcon needed cleaned up. It needed an interior designer. And some of you are like, no way, it's freaking sick. Other thing. Oh, we did finish up Rebels. Is done.
Finally.
So if you want to hear some of our initial thoughts, yeah, some of our initial thoughts on Rebels seasons 3 and 4, go check out that Patreon episode. Again, you can support the podcast for, I think it's like $4 or whatever. And we drop all those episodes there. Okay. Also, if you do sign up there too, we're going to read all your transmissions. You get to be on the show, all that good stuff. But we do kind of cover a lot of things. And at some point, we talk about Rebels. We're going to do, coming out of that, we had multiple topics. So one of those will be the ending. We're going to go back on the main feed and we're going to hit season 1, season 2, season 3, and season 4. We'll be dropping those for you guys in sort of bigger episodes just to kind of break them down, do some recap. It's going to be tough. We're probably going to be teary-eyed by the time we get to the end of that, because we were.
I know.
When we finished it. It was wild. But, yeah.
Now I understand a lot more.
Yeah. Now we can speculate.
I'm excited now, the next thing.
Yes.
Which is going to be Mandalorian and Ahsoka. I have a lot. I don't know. I feel like I have very high expectations.
That's fine. Every question you've asked me since then, I've been like, gosh dang it, we've got to turn the podcast like mics on, because you ask really good questions about those characters. Are they going to be here? Are they going to be there? And it's just great content that we need to be recording. And you know, one of the things that Ez loves is just that we love is building community, talking with you guys. It's another way to re-experience Star Wars and to just grow this experience and live in this galaxy far, far away.
Yeah.
That is full of magical
powers. That is actually not that far away.
No, it's right here. So, okay. So as I said, we are talking about Bad Batch season 2. This is episode 9 and 10. So Sid is going to send the Bad Batch out to extract some Ipsium. Ipsium, which is a very important mineral. Clearly it's expensive, but it's also explosive. And when they get there, there's this whole bit, Wrecker's got to watch the ship. He doesn't watch it as closely. It was also parked kind of around another cliffside. He couldn't really see it. And they steal the Marauder. They got to go in. Omega's upset about Echo. She's upset about a lot of things. Tech is not very good with talking through that.
At first.
And he grows, you know, and so they'll go talk about that. But yeah, ultimately we learn that the ship has been stolen. They then go to try to contact Sid. Once they get some Ipsium and they're in this abandoned town, Sid's a joke. Come on, Sid, what is happening? So they need help. They need bailed out. Sid sends them on this mission. They try to get in contact with her. They do. And she's like, sorry guys, you're on your own.
Yeah.
What? Anyway. And then into the next episode, we come across a character named Benny, who is, I think it's Mako, is the big boss of this town. So he's there. He's actually the one who stole the ship. They track Gonki. Is who they track, and Gonki was still on the Marauder. So they find the Marauder, and that's their home, right? So Omega wants to go there. They go track it down. They get some power cells to work the speeder. They get there, and you find out that Mako is essentially... he's a bad dude, okay? He's just abusing his pace.
He's gross.
He's gross. They compare him to like a small version of the Empire.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Or the Emperor, Or the Empire in general, yeah.
Right. The whole operation that he's running there. He's abusing these kids. He's taking advantage of them and hoarding all of the riches and the goods. And he's gross, but it all happens really quick. It's a little corny. So let's dive into it. Let's do some takeaways. Let's talk about really what was going down. I would say the first episode, and again, we were moving last week, so I was sort of like, there was not much to go off of there. There are really good things. I saw your face, which was like, wait, hold on. There was some real good emotional stuff with Omega. And Omega has been one of your favorite characters.
Yeah.
In Star Wars, actually. You've really enjoyed Omega and her spirit. You said this on the Patreon episode.
I was surprised that, I know in some episodes she's more of a background character, and I think that's cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But just following her journey, I really enjoyed so far. And I really enjoyed this episode for that reason.
Yeah. Well, it's like it's her growth and her development. I think you said in that episode something about the idea that she has this innocence, but yet she's still learning and growing. She's still a kid. She still wants to hold on to stuff. Like, where is Echo? I want him back. Doesn't understand what he's doing and what he wants and where he's going. And so Tech tries to talk her through that. They have a moment where they're in the mine. They have just found some extra Ipsium, but then she falls into the river, and they have that moment on the shore where they get to, they're waiting on Hunter and Wrecker to catch up, and they talk. They talk through that. Yeah. But it was a really good character. Yes. It was good character development for Tech and for Omega.
Yes. So. For sure, because Tech had to learn how to, you know, how to talk to Omega and not hurt her feelings and explain, because to him it was almost hard to understand why she feels like that.
Yeah.
Because to him it was like, letting Echo go because he wanted it so bad. He wanted to be part of something different than they were. You know, that's love also.
It is.
Letting somebody go that you love for something that they want to pursue.
Pursue, yes.
And I know it hurts on Omega's side because they're like her big brothers.
Yes, and it's family.
Yeah.
Like we talk about with Rebels sometimes, it is a family and their home is this ship. It's starting to have some Rebels feels to it, right? Again, it's all Star Wars, so it all kind of does in different ways feel alike. Mm-hmm. It's a story of family, which we talk about. So yeah, they're this crew that is there. And actually it's the episode 10, so we're going to be talking about both of them here concurrently. In episode 10, she does say that it's their home. She's talking to Benny and she says, hey, the Marauder is now like my home.
Yeah, we don't have another home.
Yeah, you stole it. So, because he says, she's like, why don't you just leave here?
Yeah.
Why don't you leave this place? It's pretty terrible. That's also his home.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. There's the, when you look at different like celebrities and they go to LA, they go to the big city or whatever, they tend to, they come back home.
Yeah.
When they're done with that life, they go back home to their friends, to their homies, to their people, to their family. And it makes sense. It's what we know. It's where we were brought up or whatever. And it can be hard to detach from that. And then some people make home elsewhere.
Right.
And home is different. It's not really tied to a location or whatever. It's tied to a person. Right. Yeah. And it's tied to... like this adventure, this life or whatever.
100%, so. Yeah, and I love that we can understand both Tech and Omega what they're saying, and they both are somehow right about what they're saying, because it does hurt to see somebody go, or it does hurt that everything is changing in her life, and she's still so young. We said it before. Yeah. She's older, but
technically older, but yet emotionally still.
Yeah, she ages like air quote normal human being, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, and at the same time, Echo's right too. We had to let him go, and just her learning through this experience, and it's still gonna be okay. He's still there. We didn't lose him. That was one thing too that they said over and over again. Echo's he's not gone. He's still there.
Exactly.
And that's a difference. That's a huge difference.
Yeah.
And he's never gonna be gone for them because he's part of them.
Always will be. Right. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Okay. Sorry we're weaving in so much Rebels conversation here, but like that just happened in Rebels.
And
as I was telling you, in The Last Jedi even, I'm going to make a connection to this. Like, no one's ever really gone.
Yeah.
And they're still with us. We still carry them with us. Where they're still a part of us. They shaped us. They're going on and doing something else. They may come back into your life. And it's just, I don't know. It's good. They're doing a good job. I was worried about Bad Batch for a while because I was like, what is this going to do? What's the story it's going to tell? Mm-hmm. How's it going to connect to other things? I mean, I always have faith in Dave Filoni and what he's doing and what he's working on, because his stories connect. They have purpose. They have meaning. And they teach you things. There's good themes. So that's been pretty clear in this, because there's not really a lot of action. I mean,
no, it's more there like is character building.
Right. Yeah. There is a Lion King scene. Remember the stampede?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my. Mufasa.
I know.
Simba. Crazy. That Wrecker had to jump back down and protect the Ipsium or whatever.
Yep.
So, but anyway, now here's a question for you. So just as we get to the end of that first episode and we get into the second one here, what do you think about Cid? Do you really think, was it just an I mean, she's not really, I wouldn't call it like a betrayal. I know they're definitely trying to bait us into this whole idea that Cid could betray them and doesn't care a lot.
Probably.
But you said they're a pretty big asset to Cid.
To Cid, yeah. And they are trying to tell her, we don't have enough rations. So either her confidence in them is so big, that's another thing. She could say, no, I know they're going to make it. Yeah. It's fine. Or she says, I don't really care.
Yeah. Or option three, maybe what you don't see in that hollow... projection, that communication is someone else standing there with a blaster to her.
Ooh.
Saying in this conversation, maybe, you know, maybe Crosshair could have been there. He could have been standing there. Right. And then just, and I, you know, who knows? I mean, that's what I'm saying. She could be under some other pressure or there's something else. She seems distracted
and busy.
And kind of like, yeah. Figure it out. It's she's not super worried about them because, like you said, she has a lot of faith, you know, trust them, or she doesn't want to say, or she can't say right now what she's involved in. And if she can send help, she will. She'll try to make it work. You know what I'm saying? Something's off.
Definitely.
Something's off. Yeah. Feels weird. And I go back to, she's connected to the Jedi, and she was a Jedi informant.
Mm-hmm.
And people made fun of me for, is Fia Jedi? But I'm down here right now. Don't be surprised. I wouldn't be. If she were a Jedi and Sith somehow.
Me neither. After we talked about it, no.
Right. Connected in some way. But anyway. And not that everybody has to be, I get that. I know. But this is Star Wars, and you know, I would be saying the same thing about, like, whether somebody's a bounty hunter. Are they a bounty hunter, or are they connected to, we're looking for connections.
Right.
We're looking for connections to other stories. Although this story stands on its own, it is still a story of just Omega and the crew and the Bad Batch, and it has its own arc, and they're their own. Yeah, they're going through their own story. We're seeing that, but it is still connecting too. So it's like double-edged sword here. It's really good. What else? As we get into the next episode, I'm trying to think. Oh, there was a connection. I always try to think of little Easter eggs because there really wasn't a lot in terms of just the Ipsium and mining, which we get a lot of in Star Wars. They're always mining for spice, or they're mining for some other extra mineral,
terrible leader that we meet.
Yes. Mako was a really bad dude. So he had some droids there, members of the Techno Union. And I think and they were from the Clone Wars. They actually they had control over this mining facility. And they lost it after the Clone Wars were over.
The one that was going to throw over Omega in the end.
Yes.
He's going to throw her down.
Yep. So Mako took control of that operation.
Yeah.
It was, I think it's Benny who says, like, it was once ran by Techno Union.
Okay.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. It was a quick mention, and we just got done watching it. I had to go back and get the exact line. But the connection to the Clone Wars and... Yeah, and it's actually not been that long. It's only been a couple years. Sometimes when I watch Bad Batch, I keep thinking it's like much further away from episode 3 in the Clone Wars, but really, it's not.
No. Yeah.
So
just happened. Everything just went down.
Yeah, it just went down. Yeah. So there's that. Gosh, other things. Hyperdrive's always offline. First thing that comes off that ship is the hyperdrive.
Yeah.
And you've always got to fix it in Star Wars. That's flat out. So they're fixing the ship. They're doing the thing. Oh, they trusted Omega. You know, this was a mission where, like, you, an Omega trusted Hunter in that jump.
100%. With her life, yeah.
Whoa, that was, this, like, the looks, the nod, you can see that she's more connected to the group, and there's this trust between them. It's really sick.
Yeah, and you said they trust her. I like that, the connection to the episode before, where she, I think it was it Tech?
Yeah.
Trusted her with all the Ipsium and, like, let's go. Yeah, we're going to do this. I'm just going to get something real quick and you're going to do this. She's like, what? You trust me to do that?
Yeah.
Of course
but
I do.
But remember, in the beginning of the episode, the very first one that they did, she had to crawl up that rock crevice.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, oh, be careful. You know, like, they're trying.
They're worried about her.
But then after they'd seen that, she just, every skill, everything that she does, every little action, she's growing, she's developing.
Right.
She's becoming more and more independent and can take care of herself, which is cool. Because she's like pulling on that droid at the end and going to throw it overboard.
That was a really cool scene.
Yeah.
But just the fact that, I don't know, I just thought it was shocking and really cool, though, that they made the connection. This is what the Empire does, just in a smaller form here.
All
the kids, there seem to be a lot of teenagers who work for Mako.
Yeah.
They're all starving.
They
get a soup for like 10 people.
Oh my gosh. And you were like, how many calories in that? What, 200?
It's like 200 calories, divided by 10.
Hey, this could be a special soup, okay? Maybe it's got like 10,000 calories. One spoonful's got you, right?
I mean, I don't know what kind of soups there are in Star Wars.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was shocking to me. And that an individual can be that cruel to just keep everything for himself, and that's how he maintains control over everyone. Right, but obviously it was meant to backfire, and now they're free, but they're still going to be mining.
Yeah. You got to think those type of people are just tortured because, or yeah, maybe not. I don't know. What causes somebody to say, like, you have all that stuff and it's more than you could ever need or want.
Yeah.
But you're not going to share it with them, and you're just deceiving them. The numbers are off.
Because they were working for him that way.
Yeah. It reminds you of those people, though, who get caught embezzling money and get in trouble with their finances. And you're thinking, okay, you're a part of this business. And really the guy who's running the books is sort of like taking money off the top or hiding it in different places. And then he's like making out big. And some of them do. Yeah. Some of them end up being, you know, whatever. And then some of them get caught. And we're like, holy smokes. But there's a lot more of that going on than I think people realize.
Yeah.
That people are like, Ez, what are you talking about? I don't know. I'm just throwing out, you know, because you see it from time to time in the news, and it's like, whoa, okay.
Yeah.
But that's what it reminded me of anyways. Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
Do you have the episode in front of you by any chance?
I can.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted to go over the last bit of the episode. There was something really cool that I can't remember word by word. They said, when Omega realizes this is going on everywhere, and what were we supposed to do? And then was it Tech?
Right, I think it was Tech end.
Who said, but there's also so many people like us, and that's something. And I thought that was great.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right, though. I think you know that's exactly what he says. So again, that this, by the way, we're talking about episode 10, Retrieval, right at the very end here. Talking about Mako, right? I was talking about Mako and how there are people like that.
All over. Everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And good old Tech, he really developed a lot.
I know.
In these episodes. Yeah. So here we go. I got to pull it up here. However, there it was right there. Yeah, we've seen so many people in the galaxy like Mako, right? And then Tech will reply, unfortunately, yes. Let's see what he says here. However, there are many like us out there as well.
And that's something.
And that feels good. That feels good to say, hey, we're on the right side of this. We're fighting for the light. We're fighting for what's right. And we're going to help people. Right? Yeah. I mean, awesome.
Yeah. I love it. Yeah. So just wanted to
point
that out. That was a great, great line.
I wonder. So at the end of these episodes, I was going to say, okay, that's episode 10. Next week, we're going to have episode 11, I believe, unless they're taking a hiatus for a week because of... Hold on, let me get the calendar out here.
Oh, you think they might not drop any Bad Batch?
No, I think the schedule's already out there. I just don't have it in front of me. I can't remember. So next Wednesday is the first episode of Mandalorian Season 3.
Dang.
So that's on Wednesday. We will be up bright and early, folks.
Yes.
Bright and early, covering that. We're going to get our initial reaction out, and then I'm going to try to get some folks who want to chat, who want to... collaborate. I think I've got my buddy Lane, Cameron, Andrew, Arna, I think might be down. Sorry, cool. Arna, I'm just throwing you out there. anybody who is listening and who hasn't reached out, even if you can't support on Patreon, I still want to try to do something live and maybe have the folks who do support pop on. If you've got a camera, whatever, you've seen a webcam, don't worry about your audio. We're just doing a hangout, and you can pop on there and we can chat about our first episode of The Mandalorian.
That'd be cool.
So that's kind of what we're thinking about. That is probably going to be Saturday. This will be the Saturday, though, following that first episode, because we got recording down in the Shire on Friday. Mm-hmm. But we'll be out bright and early again with the episode. I'm just trying to remember if they're going to do episode 11 for Bad Batch. I think they are. Because I remember reading, like, we're going to have, every week, we're going to have essentially Bad Batch and Mandalorian.
Yeah.
And I kind of wondered if there's not some secret little... something's going to be revealed in Mandalorian that then the next week or at the same time in the same episode, Bad Batch connects to Mandalorian.
Whoa, that'd be really sick.
I kind of think something's going to happen because you got the whole, at the end of season one, you had the Mount Tantus situation where you have the cloning going on. Dr. Pershing, who is in the Mandalorian, he is what looks like his mother, was who we saw at the end of season one of Bad Batch. She's like walking out, greeting Nala Se and essentially welcoming this Kamino cloner to Mount Tantus and they're into their cloning operation for Emperor Palpatine. Now, how does that connect to Moff Gideon? How does that connect to Grogu and all of those things? I think we're going to figure that out. I wouldn't be surprised at all if Like, there's an episode where Grogu has a flashback and he remembers more about Order 66 and what happened to him, because we've seen a couple of those flashbacks. And I actually think there we have for sure seen in the trailer him having that flashback. So we've seen that, and that's coming up. Looks really cool. So who gets him, who captures him, who rescues him, all that good stuff. Once we realize that in Mandalorian and we see that episode, I think that very episode with Bad Batch, there will be sort of a, oh, here's Grogu on Mount Tantus. I do. I just think that's what's going to happen. It makes sense.
That idea. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. But, let's see if they're going to make that happen.
Yeah. We'll have to check and see. So, friends, if you guys have thoughts or comments or predictions, please let me know. As soon as you watch Mandalorian Season 1, even if we're on episode... Mandalorian Season 3, Episode 1, as soon as we are into that, if you guys have thoughts... send them. Even if we're on episode 3, 4, or 5 and you just sort of are getting caught up, that's fine. Send them our way, because I would love to chat about them on the show. I'm actually going to be pulling up some TikTok and some YouTube comments as well from folks when I drop those, just to get their thoughts out there, because you get a lot of people in the community who are hyped and ready to go for some Grogu action. But okay, all right. I think that is it. Thank you guys so much. I have seen all the emails, by the way, from folks who had thoughts on Season 3 and Season 4 of Rebels. I have saved those, stashed those, because we're going to be coming back with more conversation on that. We're going to be dropping some big episodes for you guys in terms of Rebels. It was fantastic. We were crying. We know you guys cried. And yeah, it's good. All right. Hey, thank you guys so much. Have a wonderful week. And as always, may the Force be with you.
Mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.